اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد أجل فرج.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to our Quranic sessions.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat.
So, alhamdulillah, we learned what the rule idgham is and different types of idgham. Idgham with Ghunna and Idgham
without Ghunna.
Great. And the nasal sound Ghunna itself, now we will explain it, okay? So the nasal sound or Ghunna in Arabic that we say, it is actually a nasal sound, okay? That you do not produce the sound from your mouth, rather you produce the sound from your nose, okay? So I remember one thing, that whenever you apply the rule Idgham with Ghunna, with ghunna, okay, you have to prolong this ghunna sound. At least two counts. Okay? Two counts. You have to prolong the sound. For example, we have the word min or may. Min plus ya, okay, may. Look how do I apply the rule idgham with ghunna and that I prolong it, okay? May. May, the noise or the voice comes, okay, from my nose, okay, nasal sound. May yartad, may, wa may yabtaghi, okay, may, or tanween plus waw. Sirajan wahaja, sirajan. Look, I merge tanween into waw. Okay, the tanween will have the sound of the letter waw, and also there is a ghunna. What was that ghunna? Nasal sound. Whenever you merge, okay, that waw sound, okay, that waw sound comes from your nose. If you close your mouth again, you produce that sound, okay?
Yeah,
but to produce it, to pronounce it correctly, you have to, your mouth should be open, okay? Sirajan wahaja. That's it. Very easy and simple, okay? That's the ghunna, all right?
Yes.
Now, let's practice some examples. I will read the examples. Please repeat after me, okay? Then we'll go to Surah Al-Ghashiya. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Falan نزيدكم.
فلن نزيدكم.
Okay, everyone. فلن نزيدكم.
فلن نزيدكم.
Okay, now. فلن نون ساكن. نزيدكم نون. So, what rule do we have to apply?
إدغام.
Because يرملون نون. With غنة or without غنة?
Without
غنة. That's wrong, right?
Yes.
Yes.
With ghunna, yamun, okay? يمون. The word, the letters ya, waw, and mim, and nun. So, with this four letters, okay, we have with gunna. So, فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ. We do not change anything to anything else, okay? Because nun, both are nun. Nun is sakin, then the mutaharik letter is as well, nun. We change nun to nun, again the same, okay? Yes? So, فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ.
فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ.
Great. The next example in the surah Zalzala, okay? The last two ayahs. فَمَن يَعْمَلْ. Right? We have ya. So how do you say this?
فَمَي.
Is it idgham with غُنَّة or without غُنَّة?
Without
غُنَّة. Because it's the letter ya, yes?
Yes.
And you're wrong.
Yes.
Okay. يَمُون. Yeah, يَمُون. With غُنَّة.
Yes.
With غُنَّة. Okay. So, فَمَن يَعْمَلْ.
فَمَن يَعْمَلْ.
Great. خَيْرًا يَرَهْ.
خَيْرًا يَرَهْ.
Great. خَيْرًا يَرَهْ.
خَيْرًا يَرَهْ.
Great. So, next word. مِن مَسَد.
مِن مَسَد.
مِن مَسَد. With غُنَّة or without غُنَّة?
With غُنَّة.
With غُنَّة. مِن مَسَد.
مِن مَسَد.
Okay, great. Next word. مِن وَرَائِهِم.
مِن وَرَائِهِم.
Yeah, do not put yourself into difficulty, okay? For the nasal sound, okay? Simple. مِن وَرَائِهِم.
مِن وَرَائِهِم.
Do not try to make your mouth like in a different shape, okay? No, just simple. مِن
وَرَائِهِم. مِن وَرَائِهِم.
أحسن. Examples for تنوين, okay? بَرْدًا وَلَا.
بَرْدًا وَلَا.
You apply the rule idgham, okay? With غنى or without غنى, you have to apply. So I read the example, you apply the rule. بَرْدًا وَلَا.
بَرْدًا وَلَا.
No, with غنى you have to apply.
Yes.
بَرْدًا وَلَا.
بَرْدًا وَلَا.
I told you that you have to prolong the sound for two counts. بَرْدًا
وَلَا.
Right?
Yes.
بَرْدًا وَلَا.
بَرْدًا وَلَا.
Merge them, really kind of merging, okay? A special merging. Merge them, okay?
بَرْدًا وَلَا. بَرْدًا وَلَا.
Right, next example. جَزَاءً مِن.
جَزَاءً مِن.
مِن. جَزَاءً مِن.
جَزَاءً مِن.
Okay, now. جَزَاءً مِن رَبِّكَ.
جَزَاءً مِن رَبِّكَ.
مِن رَبِّكَ. So, جَزَاءً with غُنَّة. مِن رَبِّكَ without غُنَّة. So, if I recite this way. جَزَاءً مِن رَبِّكَ.
It's wrong.
This is wrong.
No, wrong.
Yes. Yes? Without غنى. When the letter ra comes, okay, it's without غنى.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا.
Right?
جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا.
Let's recite this ayah.
جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا.
عطاء أن تنوين ح حسابة ح is from which
إظهار
إظهار the rule إظهار throat letters
throat
yes
letter, yes
great عطاء أن حسابة like the exceptional words in إدغام yes
yes
yeah we do not apply any rule just the noon or tanween tanween okay must be the same
yes
so next example قلوب يومئذ
قلوب يومئذ
verb ما شاء الله bravo قلوب يومئذ
قلوب يومئذ
that's great so this one يومئذ ناعمة
يومئذ ناعمة
يومئذ ناعمة
يومئذ ناعمة
listen to the reciters okay sometimes they like beautify a lot okay when it comes to apply the rule idgham يومئذ ناعمة like this they beautify the sound okay with the idgham
yes.
so idgham with ghunna this nasal sound okay is just something beautifies okay the words of the Quran
yes
so جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا they will purify okay so much now that's all about tanween examples and nun sakin examples so now it's time to go to surah al-ghashiyah but I think you have a question yes
sir you say idgham applies when one letter
merges
we merge one letter to another letter
yeah so, when the tanween or nun ghunna is
tanween or nun sakin yeah
nun sakin is sakin
yeah they are sakin, yeah. sakin.
They yeah. come with a mutaharrik letter
yeah a mutaharrik letter is after
yeah after yeah. them
so that mutaharrik letter is one of those six letters
mm-hmm.
so yeah we will apply ma la wa nun yes So you apply the rule idgham here.
Mm-hmm.
Either with ghunna or without ghunna. If that mutaharrik letter is the letter ra or lam, without ghunna. Just merge them.
Mm-hmm.
Just only merging. We have merging plus ghunna. But here, when the letter ra or lam comes, only merging, delete that ghunna. Okay, no ghunna. Only merging. Mir rabbika mallahum, for example. Okay? But whenever the letter ya, waw, noon, mim comes after the noon, sakin, or tanween, idgham plus ghunna, both of them. That's the sound, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As we will apply now, inshallah, all of them in Surah Al-Ghashi. Ready?
Yes.
Go to Surah Al-Ghashi.
Yes.
So, respected brothers and sisters who are listening to us, Page 592 in my Quran, Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem. Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة
great وجوه there were three steps to go for the tanween or nun sakin rule yes the first step was to find Noon is sakin or
tanween.
Second step, look for the next letter,
yes.
mutaharrik letter. The third step,
apply
one of those four rules. Yes. That's easy. All right.
Yes.
Do you have any questions? Yes.
No.
Inshallah. After a break, okay, we'll be back. Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن